We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
There is still uncertainty about the future of day surgery services at Uckfield Hospital, and health authorities cannot give assurance that it will return to the town. In December 2024, East Sussex Healthcare Trust moved day surgery from Uckfield to Eastbourne District General and the Hastings Conquest Hospitals as part of a six-month trial. At the time, the Trust said it was implementing the trial to improve treatment times by centralising non-complex day cases with the goal of increasing overall procedure numbers and potentially bringing care closer to the home for many patients. The trial was set for evaluation in June this year, but the service has not yet been restored. Joe Hexter, on behalf of the Trust Uckfield, said, "The closure of our day surgery unit disadvantages local people and takes away their ability to be treated close to home in a community experiencing unprecedented growth. And claims assuring patients that centralised provision at general hospitals can cope with demand are not credible." She said, "They are now hearing personal accounts from residents which prove the credibility of those concerns. Many local residents now urge the health authority to urgently reinstate the day surgery unit." Joe went on, "We're also calling on them to restart discussions with Camsons to investigate a resumption of pharmacy operations at the hospital. Uckfield deserves better, and the Trust and independent team will continue to fight its corner." A spokesperson for East Sussex Healthcare NHS Trust said, "Following the completion of a pilot, testing our proposal to relocate day surgical unit, DSU, from Uckfield to our main sites, we found that the changes provided the opportunity for a number of benefits for our patient population to see a great many people as quickly as possible. We have been evaluating the findings and carrying out further engagement with patients and staff to understand any impacts that had not been considered. We are now working to consider the next steps for the service and how we can best support those needing surgery going forward, and we will be following all the required governance processes over the coming months."
Sussex Police have announced that two men have been arrested following a fight in Uckfield on Saturday night, September the 6th. Police said officers were called to Civic Approach at around 11 p.m, having received reports of an altercation during which several people suffered injuries. A Sussex Police spokesperson said one victim was taken to hospital with serious injuries and another suffered minor cuts and bruises. Following police inquiries, two individuals were arrested in the early hours of Sunday, September the 7th. A 20-year-old man from Uckfield was arrested on suspicion of actual bodily harm, and a 17-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. Both have been released on bail with conditions while inquiries continue. Wealden District Commander Mark Evans called this a serious incident that may have caused concern in the community. He said, "We want to reassure residents that swift action has been taken and two arrests have already been made as part of this investigation. Police are asking people with information or mobile phone footage or anyone who saw this incident to contact them online or call 101 quoting serial 1590 of 06/09.
A conservation charity is set to receive council funding to support a programme of events to mark the 100-year anniversary of Winnie the Pooh. Wealden District Council's Cabinet agreed to provide up to £450,000 to aid the Ashdown Forest Foundation, TAF, holding events to mark the beloved character's centenary. With the real-life Ashdown Forest serving as an inspiration for Pooh character A.A. Milne's 100-acre wood, both the council and charity hope to use the occasion as a way to both drive tourism throughout the district and to ensure the forest is safeguarded for future generations. Council leader James Partridge said, "Because of his worldwide fame and Disney association, Winnie the Pooh's centenary will be celebrated with or without our support. Without our support, the celebrations will probably turn into unmanaged visits to an unprepared heathland and will probably do damage to very precious areas. Others will profit, but the future of the forest will remain in danger, and certainly the rest of Wealden won't see the benefit." In a report to Cabinet, council officers noted how the council had previously provided funding, which helped to bring the project forward to its current stage. Officers said the additional £450,000 would be pulled from earmarked reserves and paid in arrears. The additional funding, officers said, would also allow TAF leverage in further significant funding from Arts Council England and others. They also said the council has considered a lower level of funding, but this option was discounted as it would have presented challenges for TAF's other funding bids. Councillor Rachel Millward, the council's deputy leader, said, "I don't think we would be investing that much money unless it had the potential to unlock so much more. There is an application going, which is an application by invitation only, for a project of national significance from the Arts Council. That would unlock a similar amount, and that couldn't even have been applied for. The forest couldn't apply for that without our support as the basis. It makes the project more than financially viable. It unlocks the possibility of activities that take place across the district, so much more investment, but also there are funds likely to come from various other partners that were mentioned. Part of the project is expected to include an installation which would transform the forest's visitor centre into a life-size pop-up book. The Cabinet report states this installation is intended to drive visitors to come to a safe part of the forest without negative environmental impacts. A regional tour of an additional life-size pop-up book is also planned to be developed. Partners across the district and beyond will be able to host and benefit from this visitor attraction," officers say. There are also plans to establish new walking trails within the forest, which would be designated to avoid protected areas and keep visitors on an official footpath. These educational walks will be signposted with illustrations of the original characters.
House builder Dandara has been awarded two quality recognition awards by Premier Guarantee, one of the UK's leading warranty providers, for its Braeburn Fields and Piermain Place developments in Crowborough. The award celebrates Dandara's dedicated and innovative work on its two Crowborough developments, both of which feature a collection of 3, 4, and 5-bedroom homes. Each Excellence Award winner is selected from winners of Premier Guarantee's Monthly Quality Recognition Award, QRA, which is awarded to sites that have reached the highest standards and scores over a minimum 6-month period. Sites are automatically judged by the risk management surveyor during inspection visits according to a series of rigorous criteria, including site management, health and safety, standard of workmanship, and site tidiness. David Garrett, managing director at Dandara Southeast, commented, "We are grateful to receive this recognition from Premier Guarantee. This accolade reflects our commitment to delivering high-quality homes that meet the needs of buyers. I am beyond proud of the team's hard work and dedication for making this possible, which has enabled us to bring these thoughtfully designed developments to the southeast."
On Saturday, the 6th of September 2025 afternoon, a landowner in Mark Cross spotted a fallow buck in distress after its antlers became entangled in discarded electoral netting left in a field corner. East Sussex Wildlife Rescue and Ambulance Service, WRAS, was the nearest organisation available to respond. Upon receiving the call, WRAS mobilised its specialist deer disentanglement team, deploying two veterinary ambulances and four trained rescuers equipped with rescue gear and specialist safety gear. Working swiftly and carefully, the team managed to restrain the buck safely by covering its head to reduce stress, then securing its legs and antlers, while others cut away the netting. Within just 6 minutes, the deer was fully freed. Aside from minor grazes, the animal was fit for release. "The release can be just as dangerous as the capture," explained Trevor Weeks, WRAS deer rescue lead. "Deer don't always realise they're free and sometimes need encouragement to move. But once he knew he was safe, he was off and away, a fantastic sight to see. After running into nearby woodland, the buck briefly looked back at the rescuers before walking off to recover." WRAS warns that entanglement pose a serious risk to wildlife, with deer, foxes, badgers and hedgehogs all vulnerable. This is one of eight which has been reported to WRAS in the past 4 weeks. The charity is urging landowners to regularly check fences and securely store away netting, rope and electric fencing to prevent future incidents. "Deer are highly susceptible to capture myopathy, a stress-related condition that can be fatal, so rescues must be carried out quickly and professionally. WRAS strongly advises the public not to attempt such rescues themselves, as deer can be dangerous animals. It is also vital that deer are not allowed to run off trailing netting or line, which could cause them to be re-entangled later. East Sussex WRAS is one of the county's leading wildlife rescue organisation, relying entirely on donation to continue its work. To support WRAS or find out more, please visit wildlifeambulance.org.
Nusrat Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, visited the Gallipot Inn in Hartfield as part of her surgery summer tour to catch up with its owners Leo and Kerry. The Gallipot Inn is located on the edge of Winnie the Pooh's home, the Ashdown Forest, on the outskirts of Hartfield. It combines 16th century heritage with all the comforts of a modern gastropub, offering a warm welcome to locals and visitors alike. Chef Leo and his wife Kerry took over the business in 2020 and have since transformed the pub experience, including seasonal menus crafted from locally sourced ingredients, perfectly paired with cask ales, fine wines, and friendly service. The Gallipot Inn is a dog-friendly pub too, so it's a perfect place to refresh after a forest stroll. Nusrat Ghani said, "Pubs are at the heart of our local communities, serving the best of our local produce, providing a friendly space for socialising and offering valuable work opportunities. The Gallipot Inn has been one of my locals for over a decade, and I know it's one of the friendliest country pubs in the area, boasting fabulous food and a scenic garden, overlooking the treasure of our countryside, the Ashdown Forest. If you're ever out and about, do pop in for a drink or a bite to eat." And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.